Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big series this weekend for the Red Sox, right? Astros, again, like we saw this past weekend. Let me give you the big sales top five here when it comes to baseball teams. I do think the Sox are five in the AL. I do. 50 games in, I gave them a C-plus in the first hour. A-plus talent. A-talent. I still think their bullpen's a little light. I'd like to have seen them do something in the offseason with that and address it. They didn't. Kimbrel ends up walking out the door. They gambled. We'll see if that gamble pays off. I still think by the July trading deadline, they're going to have to go down that avenue again, and they're going to have to explore more bullpen. You win in the postseason in bullpen, not starters. If that was the case, the Washington Nationals would have five championships. When you have Steven Strasburg and you have Scherzer on your rotation and you can't get out of the opening round of the playoffs, that tells you all you need to know about whether or not aces get you to the promised land or whether or not you have guys who can go 5 2/3, bullpen takes over, closes the door, and it's over. I think the Sox are still the fifth best team in the American League. How many people buy the Twins? Are you buying them? I guess. Good farm system, too. Starting to pan out. I guess. I'm going to go there. Always a surprise team in baseball, right? I'm not going to put the Yankees as high as you think I would, even though they're 9-1 over the last 10. Sox are 6-4 over the last 10. Sox are going into the stretch of their schedule now, too. Where if you look, you're going to find out who the Boston Red Sox are. And we're going to find out over the next, like, 2 weeks. Because they got some good ball teams they're playing. I got the Yankees sitting at the three hole. I just don't buy their starting pitching. It's better. They went out and addressed it in the offseason. They got better. And they're getting healthier. And they're in first place in the East right now. I get it. But those damn Rays, man, they are not going away. They are not. That opener guy thing that they have with their rotation, the bullpen they have, timely hitting, solid defense, great farm system in Durham. It's been a benchmark for the last 15 years. I covered that team for 10. They got a great farm system. I mean, you can have a Carl Crawford on your team. I know, maybe not a name to bring up here in Boston. But then when you get rid of that guy and you send him to wherever, all of a sudden, you got Desmond Jennings step up, and it's the same guy. You get me? It's like they really have done a nice job. And they've done a better job at retooling the franchise over the last 3 years. Andrew Silverman has done a great job at retooling it. I got the Astros as the top team in the American League. I know, some would say, where's Cleveland? I don't know. Where is Cleveland? So I got the Astros. This is the best team in the American League. And they've played that way the last 4 years. Three. They have. They played that way. So this is a litmus test for the Sox this weekend. 617-779-7937. Let's get over to Josh. Josh, appreciate you coming aboard WEI. Thank you, my friend.
Hi, I just wanted to make a comment on your comment, actually. You made a comment about the doctors or teams unknowingly turning players into junkies.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a registered nurse, and I know for a fact they're not unknowingly doing that. They know exactly what they're doing. If they hand you like a fistful or a bottle full of
doctors Percocet, never handed me Percocet. doctors never handed me pills. You know who handed them to me? Trainers. And that was the big issue that the NFL Players Association has had, is that when you get your pills and they're put into your locker, back in the day, they were not. I'm glad you know that. That's awesome, then. Because you know this, get this. The physicians would never hand us the pills and the oxycodones or the Vicodins. It would be a trainer and not a doctor.
They're writing the scripts. doctor has to write the script. The trainer can't write the script.
Correct.
So the doctor's writing a script of, what, 90 of them, 120 of them?
Yeah, sure. I don't think we ever really got that many of them, Josh. I think it was more like they'd give us,
they'd give it
to us in like tens.
Yeah. But here's the thing about those types of drugs. The more you take them, it reduces the actual connections in your brain. So you have less connections between neurons, which is what makes you addicted to the drug. And the longer you take it, it lowers your actual pain threshold.
All right. I mean, listen, I kind of got where we were going there with it. Yeah, listen, these pills, man, were so destructive. I had never been through anything like that in my life. I mean, you got the shakes when the season was over because you were coming off these drugs. I mean, it was crazy. And for Chris Long to say that the NFL needs to go into maybe a kinder, look, that CBD oil stuff, I'm telling you, I put it on my knees and it works. It works. So why not if you're going to be a... Again, though, there's a stigma. It's funny, right? Cigarettes kill more than marijuana does. And yet, you know what? People still smoke and vape. You know, right? Cigarettes have killed millions of Americans. And marijuana, I'm like, you know, there's the stigma on it that the league's got to get over. 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. Master IC, appreciate you coming aboard EEI. Thank you, my friend.
Keith, thanks for having me.
You bet.
I'm on my way home after a long night of Ubering. And what do OTA stand for? Overtraining Academy, as far as Tom Brady is concerned.
The Overtraining Academy of Bill Belichick is what you're calling the OTAs, right?
Yeah, as far as Tom Brady's concerned, because it's not up to Tom Brady to adapt to the young receiver. It's up to the young receiver to get the feel of the NFL, of the higher talent level. And then, when it comes to Tom Brady being involved, he's going to tell that young receiver, this is what you need to do. And that's what it comes down to, is it not?
So you think it's up to the player, the new player, to walk into the locker room and to basically go up to Brady and say, what do we need to do to become a better player? By the way, I agree. You're right. You do. You gravitate to the leaders. And then once the leader sees that you're willing to work, that leader's going to work with you. You're correct. So it takes these players, and that's why these OTAs are important for Belichick, Master IC, because you know what they do? They find out the guys who understand that same process you're talking about. That's why guys like Chad Johnson, guys like Reggie Wayne, and all these other guys that thought they were just going to walk into the Patriot system in a Patriot way, and they thought they were just going to start catching footballs, that's not the Patriot way. The Patriot way is exactly what you just said.
Because ultimately what it comes down to is that Brady has, he's the wisest of those who are in his position as quarterback. He has wisdom. So that counts for something.
It counts for everything. I appreciate the call, brother. Thank you so much. Listen, when you play that long in the NFL, absolutely, man. Longevity matters in something else. And he's right. When you're a young football player, my God, let me just tell you. Here, I'll give you a great example. I show up to the Buccaneers training camp. There's Leroy Salmon. And I'm like, oh, my God, there's Leroy Salmon. You gravitate to those players, and you find out what their routine is. What does he do every day? What does he do at 3 o'clock? How does he get himself motivated and ready? What is he doing here to maybe I need to do a little bit extra homework? You think Brady, with all those tablets he carries around with him, knowledge is the most important thing for Brady right now, as it should be for most players. It's knowledge. It's not running wind sprints. It's overrated. I'm not saying not being in shape is not important, because it is, mentally and physically. That's what makes Brady so unbelievable. He's mentally exhausting. He's physically exhausting, and he combines the both, and that's why he's got the greatest trophy case in the history of pro football. It's because of those type of mentalities that has been implemented by him through his work ethic. This guy doesn't play with a chip on his shoulder. This guy plays with a lumberyard on his shoulder. That's who that guy is. That's how that guy prepares himself. And you're right. That's why the OTAs are important. 617-779-7937. You like to join me on Twitter, too, by the way, at Dan Cilio Show. Yes, at Dan Cilio Show, thank you. 617-779-7937. Just to show you a little bit more, my former team is now going through a contract sign, the Buccaneers, with Adamic and Sue. You get rid of a clubhouse leader in Gerald McCoy, and you put a clubhouse cancer like Adamic and Sue inside your locker room. That's why the Bucs are the Bucs, and the Patriots are the Patriots. You either conform or you're gone. But see, other teams, they look at the talent and the name on the back of the jersey, and they just assume that guy just fits in because he's Adamic and Sue. Well, Adamic and Sue couldn't play for the Patriots unless he conformed. The most shocking guy that played for the Patriots was Moss. I was shocked Randy Moss conformed because he did. But it didn't last long. Because that's a constant lesson you take when you're a Patriot. That's why Edelman's got the money now. Shocked, but rewarded, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. But that little small thing that I just pointed out to you, Gerald McCoy versus Adamic and Sue, that's why the Bucs are the Bucs. And you just talked about leadership. It's correct. Absolutely. All right, let me ask this question. I know I kind of carried it too long here. Would you give a 42-year-old quarterback a contract extension? I know it's Brady. Things are different with him. I just got through talking for the last hour and 13 minutes. I get it. He's different. It's a different guy. It's a different conversation. Do you give him the Kobe Bryant? Here's a commemorative last great contract. Remember that last 2 years Kobe got in L.A.? Was it $28 million per? He's got, you know, I mean, the Lakers sucked, and they still gave him the 2 years at 28. And you're like, the Lakers, but why would you do that? For all the years that you gave us? Okay. Is that what you're doing here? The contingency plan, there's really not one. That's in San Francisco now. Do you get Brady and how much? How many years? One, two, what? 2 years? Lifetime contract? You're a Patriot forever? Kind of like the Magic Johnson deal that he had? Magic was paid like, what, was it 25 years or something like that? Jerry Buss gave him $1 million a year or something crazy like that, and he was a Laker forever? Is that what we're doing here with Brady? If you're going to make him an ambassador, part of the contract, sure, okay, I jealous a bit. You know how many guys get to do that, get to call their shot like that? None. Or an owner stepping in and going, guess what? You get to call your shot when you want to go. Nobody gets that in that league. Nobody. Except him. So maybe it is. Do you know what we're talking here? You know what made Brady so incredible? Not just his gifts. He was willing to sacrifice money. How many athletes today do you think sacrifice money? Was Brady, I don't know, John, maybe you know this one. Was Brady ever the highest paid quarterback in the NFL during his prime? I don't know. I guess this is not his prime. I'm assuming this isn't his prime, even though he's coming off a Super Bowl win. I'm assuming it's not his prime. Was he ever the highest paid quarterback in the NFL? I don't think he was. That's sacrifice. That's investing in your team. That's investing in success, knowing that you needed to maybe get more O-linemen in, or you needed a running back, or you needed a defensive tackle, or you needed a cornerback in Revis, or you needed something so that you could go and build your resume and your legacy. Brady's legacy is sacrifice all around the room, all the way down to his paycheck. That's what the amazing thing is here, is he sacrificed. Never the highest paid guy. Give Edelman some money. Give Gronk some money. Give some of the guys in the O-line, obviously, the money. Going to need more help on defense. On the flip side, maybe a left OT also. That's going to be question marks as we're in OTAs now. I'm going to be very interested to see what the 19 Patriots are going to look like. AFC East still blows out loud. Dolphins are, by the way, the Dolphins will never win as long as Stephen Ross owns the team. They stink. He stinks. Woody Johnson running the Jets? We'll see. Is that guy Gase now like the interim GM? Oh, congratulations to you. Mr. Weird Eyes is now your interim GM. Holy cow. The last time I was afraid of a guy's eyes that looked like that, I was looking at a pumpkin. This guy is seriously, this guy could frighten. Every time I go on Twitter and I see the Adam Gase, like eyeballs moving around at the press conference, I'm like, that is creepy. That is like creepy dude. The Jets will get nowhere. And the Bills are the Bills. Not a bad football team. They got it. So, again, I don't see the challenge there. Another 10-win plus north of it season. Got the talent to win another Super Bowl? Absolutely. Got the coach to win it? And by the way, that being said, they win a Super Bowl this year. Who goes? Who goes first? Brady or Belichick? You think Bill's a lifer? Coaching a long time. Long time. I think Brady goes first. I think, again, I'll make the prediction. He wins the Super Bowl, he's out. Because he wants to ride off, as I said in the last hour. This guy wants to ride off into the sunset. 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. We also hit a little bit on Kyrie, his plans coming up this summer. I can't wait to see that nightmarish trip that he's going to take around and what team he ends up with. It's going to be the Knicks. It's a slam dunk. Him having those whisper conversations in the alleyway with KD. Come on. And by the way, weakness will go to the Knicks because weakness gravitates weakness. And that's why James Dolan will gravitate towards guys like KD and Kyrie Irving. You'll have the weakest dudes in the room on the weakest franchise in NBA history. As I said in the last hour, can you imagine? You're Zion Williamson. You're glad you're a Pelican. You're glad you're a Pelican. Instead of a New York Knickerbocker. Almost as incredible to say. It is. What will Kyrie do this summer? I don't even know if Kyrie knows. You think Kyrie even knows? Again, there's a lot, there's so much Manny in him. And that you question this guy as a leader. He is never going to be a front and center guy like John Wall with the Wizards, never going to be the guy that's going to carry your franchise and elevate your franchise. As a matter of fact, the Celtics walked backwards this year from promise to problems. They walked back. And because he walks you back. You know, there was a part of me that respected. I had Ice Cube on my show a couple months ago. And he kind of got that, you know, he wanted to break away from LeBron. That's why that Jay Williams bite that John played in the last hour about him going to the Lakers, that's not happening. He couldn't have that stigma of everybody pointing to him saying, see, you need a LeBron. That's not going to happen. So he's going to gravitate towards KD. Wherever KD lands, KD's either going two places. Clippers, because of the money, and the organization. And by the way, for the record, who would have ever thought this? That the Clippers are a better organization than the Lakers. Jerry West, Doc Rivers, right? Steve Ballmer, the owner. Then you look at that mess with the Lakers. Wow. And Kyrie's going to fill in somewhere in that conversation. It's going to fill in somewhere in that. Where does he land? I say New York. Then what does that mean for Danny? What does Ainge do? Do you go all in on Anthony Davis? Or do you go with what you have? By the way, the Bucks got better and are going to be better, even though they're down 3-2 to Toronto. That's going to change Toronto because Kawhi Leonard's leaving Toronto. There's another Clipper, future Clipper. So the Toronto Raptors are going to walk backwards. They're going to lose Kawhi. Even if Kawhi wins an NBA championship, which they won't, but it looks like now they could be on their way to an NBA Finals, which would be quite a testament to a guy who Greg Popovich couldn't keep in San Antonio and thought that they were changing him with a different area code in a different country where he had to get a passport. They got so pissed off at Kawhi Leonard, they traded him to a different country. And yet he may lead that team to an NBA Finals. That's quite a statement for a guy who was a former Finals MVP in Kawhi Leonard. Quite a statement. All right. So the National Football League doesn't want to get involved in the Tyreek Hill case, but they'll get involved in Deflategate. I want to hit on that next here on WEI.
As you know, there's a court proceeding still going on involving CPS, Child Protection Service, and we will not interfere with that. The priority is this young child, so we will obviously be cooperative of whatever the court wants there. We are prepared to go ahead and have an interview whenever we have the permission to do so, and then we'll make a determination based on what information we have at that point in time. And so, I won't speculate on where we'll go, but we'll certainly get all the information we possibly can as soon as possible.
This is what makes the National Football League want me to – it makes me want to puke. Your boy Cilio here, EEI, 617-779-7937, 617-779-7937. You see, they contradict themselves constantly here with this stuff here. So Kareem Hunt can kick a woman – and the Cleveland Browns benefit by giving him a raise and keeping him in the league. How many jobs out there do you know where a man could kick a woman and kick her when she's coming out of an elevator, whatever, break her jaw, whether you're Joe Mix with the Bengals, and keep your gig? This is why women are turning their backs on the game. That's why my wife doesn't watch the NFL. Because of this stuff here. The common sense. You've heard an audio. The NFL won't get involved with a guy who was caught on video punching a child. Or Adrian Peterson taking a switch to a kid's genitals. And you allow that guy back in the sport. How does the NFL tolerate that? Would you? I would never tolerate that behavior. Let alone hitting women. Let alone disrespecting women. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for everything, man. Something in the locker room has got to be a common thread for the players. Don't hit women. Don't hit kids. Don't abuse animals. Look, you don't have to be a choir boy, but you can't be a creep. My God, stand for something. Don't hit women and children. Why is that the biggest? You see, the league gets into thinking that there's some sort of child protective services or there's some sort of like marriage counselor. You can't play in my sport anymore because you struck a woman. End of story. I would rather have a guy on my team that robbed a bank than beat a woman. Honestly, something wrong with the league with this story here. Well, there's due process. What due process? You kick Kareem Hunt off the Chiefs. Probably cost them an opportunity to at least make the AFC Championship game a tad bit closer. But this case is different? Why? Oh. And then what I don't ever get in this story here is, how do the Browns benefit from that? He kicked the woman, and he got a raise with the Browns, and he's back in the league again. Yeah, but he's suspended. Suspended? There's no conviction in a suspension. You don't get a redo on that. There's consequences. Take it from somebody who understands consequences. There's consequences for your actions. Consequences for things you say and do. God knows I paid him. These guys here just get another opportunity. Anything you want to bring up, 617-779-7937. Blair, thanks for coming aboard EEI. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, Kareem Hunt is an idiot. Dog, thank you. He's an idiot, man. Come on, man. You got to know he's an idiot. He's only going to go to the Browns because the Browns suck. The Browns just totally suck.
Okay.
He's an idiot. Come on, admit with me. He's an idiot. You don't do that to a woman. You love them. You kiss them. You give them love. You respect them. It's just not what you do, right?
Yeah, this sounds right.
Yeah, that's not how you treat a woman.
Understood.
You don't treat kids like that either.
That's right, Blair. You tell them. I get you, man. Thank you very much.
You love kids, too.
I do, too. I got a daughter, man. She's 18, by the way, July 27th. Yeah. It's about 3 minutes of my life I'll never get back. Thank you. Admit it. Admit a guy who kicks a woman is a bad guy. It's not really a great take. I mean, that's not a leap, I don't think, is it? Go with me here. Kareem Hunt's a bad guy. Okay, hey, that's the take of the night. John, thanks for coming aboard EEI. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'd just like to say that, you know, I haven't heard too much about Diana Taurasi's two drunk driving convictions or Brittany Griner when she attacked her wife and got domestic violence charges. Did they get suspended or thrown out of their leagues? But I did want to mention that I think that Kyrie Irving is a prancing pony, and there's too many of them. I mean, he can play offense. He likes to smile for the cameras, but he's not a hard worker. And Brad Stevens can take players, get their potential out of them, and get them to reach their best. And I'd rather have that.
How about this here, John? Why are the Celtics at home, you think? You think they're at home because the inability for Brad to be able to connect with Kyrie Irving? Is that what was really the crux of the whole issue and why they were so inconsistent this year?
No, I think that Kyrie's, I think he's God. So, I mean, you can't really build up somebody or try to get them to train or do anything. He's always hurt. Like I said, he's like one of these prancing ponies. I'd rather have a thoroughbred or a racing horse than one of these prancing ponies that breaks down with a thorn in his paw, or he's, you know, just got a bad attitude, or he doesn't want to play with the other players. He's too concerned about himself. He doesn't care about teams, not willing to sacrifice. Like Marcus Smart. And people like that are not looking for accolades. And Big Al doesn't mind if you call him Average Al. You know, those are hard workers, and those are players that want to win. The reason they didn't win this year is because Kyrie Irving thinks it's all about him. He's got a bad attitude. And that team was coming together. They're hard workers.
All right, man. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much, man. All right. I subscribe to some of that. But you can't go to work with just blue-collar guys in the NBA. You got to have some alpha dude in the room. There's got to be some guy in there. that leads, you know, there's got to be a rooster in there. You know what I mean? If you're going to go out there and you're going to win. Got to have that one dude, man. Can't have heart and hustle. That's kind of what Doc Rivers had with the Clippers this year. Bunch of heart and hustle guys. Went far, but weren't going anywhere. Get me? 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. I just don't get the commissioner of the league. It comes off that the league tolerates domestic violence. And do what you would say, well, what do you mean? And by the way, all those other situations that you chronicled with the WNBA players, I don't watch WNBA, so I don't care. Okay? I don't care about that. And just like most Americans, I watch the sports that matter the most. You're going to get the biggest reaction. I don't really watch golf, but I watch Tiger. So when Tiger does something, I'm like every other sports fan. Those stories are not going to resonate. I'm not saying that they're not as important. They are. They're as important. But the precedent will be set by the NBA and by the NFL. And for the record, the NBA is a shoehorn compared to the NFL when it comes to visibility. So anything the league does or the players do in that league is going to be front and center. The NBA, I mean, there was a time this year that old AAF league actually beat the NBA on a weekend. And the Rockets were playing, I think. I think they were playing the Warriors, too. But so the league is not going, the commissioner of the National Football League finds it so that I'll get involved in Deflategate. Think of that for a minute, too. Oh, the stupid ass investigations. It's almost like Trump. All the stupid ass investigations that the Patriots have gone through, that the league has gotten involved with, but when it comes to domestic violence, the league won't get involved at all in it. What? Oh, I'm in a due process there. Really? I actually can't wait to see how the league comes out with penalties on Bob Kraft. You see, the Florida idiots, they wanted to make that into some sort of like child trafficking and whatever it was, that Bob Kraft was taking girls across state lines or whatever. I don't know. I forget because it was so absurd. What will the league do to the Patriots? You had that idiot Bart Scott barking, "Hey, the Patriots should lose every single guy in the NFL draft for what Bob Kraft did." No, the court of public opinion has already basically, you know, tried and basically given their punishment to Bob Kraft. Public embarrassment is going to be more than anything a stupid-ass Florida jury is going to give him, if it gets there, or a judge. In Florida, what he did is a traffic ticket. I'm not saying the visibility of what he did is not going to be more substantial because people will be disappointed. But end of the day, it's going to be a traffic citation, kind of where that is when it comes to soliciting of prostitutes. It's a traffic stop. It's a misdemeanor. They were trying to make, but they were making it political because of his relationship with Trump. I'm just curious on how the league, what do you think is a good penalty for that? 3 games? 2 games? Would you give him the same penalty that the owner of the Colts went through, Irsay, when he had $30,000 in open pill bottles in his car? That's a guy that could have killed somebody in a community. What Bob Kraft did was embarrassing. ESPN has finally figured it out. They have finally figured it out. You know what it is? I'll tell you next right here on EEI. Your boy Cilio here, final block. We invite you to jump aboard with us, 617-779-7937. Seems like the Bruins have been off for 4 months. back on the ice. Game one of the Stanley Cup Finals on Monday. Rest or rust? What do you think ends up happening here with this? For a team like the Bruins, and I'll say this about Chara. I heard the guys talking before we went on. I agree. I think he's looked old. I think there's been times that he's looked in this playoff run here that he's just looked old and slow. If this time off has benefited anybody, it benefits Chara, my opinion. And it might actually hurt Tukarest here where, again, you had a guy in a rhythm. And when you get hot goaltending like that, you think time off like that, you think that affects that rhythm? How many times do you see offensive football players when they don't practice all the time? You have rust when you see a football team get back when they've got like a bye or, you know, they had an off week or something. It takes them a little time to get back. Well, that also plays a factor in the playoffs in the NHL, especially when you got a hot goaltender. I'd rather play right away when I'm the goal, but when I'm an older player, like the players that we have on our team, I want the rest, as much rest as I possibly can. Hey, man, those ankle injuries, neck injuries, you know, blocking pucks, I want to get as much rest as I possibly can because this Blues team, they are big and good. By the way, I've actually been shocked that they took out the Sharks. They're a tough team, and that team plays four deep in their shifts and how they go after people. I enjoy watching that hockey team play because there's really not a lot of gigantic superstars on that Blues team, but you know what you have, and you always have this. Tell me this has not been always a benchmark of that team, is big and physical. Blues are always big and physical, right? Go all the way back to the days of Pronger. I mean, it's Tkachuk and them guys. Just big and physical. I don't think it's quite the team that those teams were, or those players were. But they're good, man. It's going to be quite the challenge. I think this is a – I don't think this is going to be one of those, like, the Carolina Hurricanes, man. They were in over their head like everyone saw it. It was night and day. And by the way, still always call that Hurricane team the Whalers. Sorry. Just always throw that in there. All right, so I tease going into this block here, ESPN. I compare them to the Clinton News Network, CNN. Big epiphany came out this week. Reason why we've lost over 10 million viewers in the last 8 years was too much politics, like Jemele Hill and some of these other people that have to give their political spins. I'm not giving a political spin. I kind of like tease sometimes and throw in there a Trumpism because he is the most polarizing guy on the planet today. Whether you hate him or you love him, it's true. He is. There's not a guy on the planet right now that doesn't command the eyeballs or the ears that he does. Again, it's not a political statement. It's a fact. But when you tune on a sports show or you tune on a sports television show, most people go there just like they do when they go to certain sections of a newspaper to read the arts and leisure, to read the sports, to read the business, to read the market. That's why the newspaper was set up that way. Because individuals go to certain sections of a newspaper and they read it. I still read the newspaper. And so when they go to ESPN and you're hearing constant diatribe and I'm going somewhere with this, constant bashing of Boston. It becomes repetitive. It becomes nauseating. Then it becomes tiring. Then you have me tuning out. And that's why people have tuned out ESPN. Because they're not doing what they were initially brought up to do. Give me the sports page, man. I can't remember the last time I actually watched the SportsCenter. I don't remember. Now, again, it's different today. You get your intel and just a swipe of your finger now on your cell phone. I get all that. And we digest our information way different than we did, say, when ESPN first started in the mid-'80s. I get that's totally true. That's why a lot of the shows, including radio for that matter, people don't have the patience to sit around and listen to a four-hour show anymore. So they get it, and they get podcasting, or they'll download a section of a show. So, again, I understand how people digest their intel nowadays. But every single time that you tune on, like, CNN, it's constant Trump bashing. And every time I tune on, like, ESPN, it's constant Patriot bashing. It became tiring. That's why they basically have come up now with they're getting back to sports. Good. Look, I don't mind intertwining like politics because politics isn't sports, just like religion isn't sports. But when you're constantly having to digest it like that, how many times you tune on ESPN and it's constant Patriot bashing? Or there's something wrong with the city? You get me? It's ridiculous, man. All right. Appreciate the way everybody came aboard. Great time for everybody, man. I appreciate all the ones that called in. Guys, I want to thank you guys. John and your group, fantastic job as always. Thank you very much. Once again, thanks for having me on here on DEI. It's been really awesome these last 5-6 months here, man, that we've been on. Great time for all. Don't forget, too, Saturday, 3 to 6, your boy Cilio will be back in the house again. We'll talk some more sports on a Memorial Day weekend. One of the greatest weekends because we get to honor our veterans, right? That's what it's all about, man. When you see somebody this week that's a veteran, make sure you go up there and shake a palm. All right, that's your boy Cilio. We'll catch you on the flip side.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.